Hi, everyone, and welcome to Total Celebrity Show. You can check me out on Twitter, at Total Tutor, and neilhaley.com. And I'm excited to welcome the program from NBC's Grimm, Bree Turner. Bree, thanks for calling. How are you?
Good. How's it going? Good morning.
Good morning to you. And it's snowing in Pittsburgh. I'm looking out the window, and it's coming down. So winter is hitting.
Right on.
Right here. And are you in L.A. right now, Bree?
No, I'm actually in Portland, and we had our own snowpocalypse a couple weeks ago, which just shut down the city and our production and my kids' school and everything for like a week. It was we had like over 3 feet of snow. It was bonkers.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so it hit you before it hit us. I was liking not wearing a coat and I'm like, hey, this is great weather, and now I'm looking out and like, okay, we're not done with winter yet. So,
no, it's got to get pretty cold where you live.
Yeah, it gets cold. It gets cold. Trust me.
Yeah.
I'm surprised what you talked about in Portland. I think all the weather's flip flopping for sure. Now,
well,
Marie, tell us the story of how you auditioned for Grimm. I guess the story of how it became part of Grimm. I know it's a very interesting story.
Oh, well, yeah, it was totally unusual. So I joined the show at the end of the first season, on the 15th episode, actually. And my agent called me. She said, you have to be at this audition in 2 hours, you know, across town. And I'm in Los Angeles, and for this, for a reoccurring role on the show. I'm like, what? You know, that's very rare that you have to be somewhere within 2 hours. So I said, all right. So I basically just jumped in the car and quickly looked at the material and went to the audition. And then that did it. That night, I got a call that they're interested. The next day, they hired me. And I'm like, okay. And so I, and then they say, you have to be in Portland that night. And so I said, okay. And I jumped on a plane. And I landed and went straight to set, and I'm on the plane like cramming episodes of the show and cramming National Geographic YouTube videos of foxes, like how do foxes move, like, you know, because I was told I was supposed to turn into a fox, and what does that mean, and I'm supposed to, quote, morph, and I've never done that in my life, and, you know, I'm just like basically baptism by fire. But then I got to set, and I assumed it would be an easy day, and they lined up for me. My first day of flying in and going to work was I find out my brother's dead, I meet Monroe for the
first time,
I morph, I then get attacked by Scallingex, I'm a drug addict, so I have to like run away from the law. I mean, it was so ridiculous. You know what? I look, and it was pouring rain, and we're outside, and I'm like, so are we going to stop shooting for the rain, and everyone laughed at me, and, you know, I mean, it was like, it was hysterical, and it was, but baptism by fire, and if I couldn't have hacked it, I wouldn't have hacked the series, because that is just how we do things on the show. They are fast and dirty, and like, there's no wimps on the show, and you gotta just, like, go, and I kind of love that way of working, so it was the right fit, but it was definitely an unusual beginning.
Well, it seems like an unusual beginning. Like you said, you don't know how long you're going to be in the show. You're audition, you get in here, boom, and you don't know how long you're going to last because of how
people
die off.
And then they told me it was only going to be 5 episodes, so I joined thinking, okay, well, I'm here for, I've done a lot of arcs like that where you join a cast for a little bit and then leave. And so I know that drill. And I just figured, okay, well, I'll just be here for a minute, have some fun, see ya. And it's like, wow, 6 years later, I've had another child. You know, like, I also found out I was pregnant with my second child during that first season run. And they still hired me to come back as a series regular, even though I was going to be hugely pregnant for season two. And, you know, it just was so crazy. This whole run has been so crazy and so, so amazing and fun.
Absolutely. So tell us about your character. I've watched Grimm before a few times and in different ways, but, you know, tell us about your character and what should we expect from your character, especially tonight and moving forward.
Well, Rosalie, you know, she came on the scene very guarded and dealing with a lot of skeletons in her life and unsure of how this world works. We're like Grimms and Vests and our friends, and they work together, and, you know, that's not how it's ever been. You know, and the evolution of Rosalie throughout the last six seasons, it's, you know, slowly letting her guard down, opening up to this brave new world that she's entered with Nick and Monroe and the crew. And also, you know, Rosalie is an activist and loyal till the end of time. And so once she decided to get on board with this program, I mean, Rosalie's, you know, basically everyone's best friend and would do anything for any of the people on the show, any of her friends. And then she meets Monroe unexpectedly. Yep. And then that romance, you know, softened her and, like, allowed her to be loved, and she was worthy of love. And, you know, it's just been this really beautiful evolution of this character. And now here we are in the end. You know, they're in this incredible relationship, Monroe and Rosalie, but they're partners, they're friends, they work together, and now they're expecting children. We found out last week. It's not just one baby, it's multiple babies. And so tonight's episode deals with a particular Vessin that eats babies, which is not nice. That's not a very nice thing to do. And so Monroe and Rosalie are kind of in the middle of this scary place with this Vessin, and, you know, and are really lost on whether they should even stay in Portland, whether they should leave. Like, it's, you know, what kind of world are they bringing these children into? And, you know, there's a lot of questions for the couple on their future with tonight's episode.
Especially when you don't know how these children are going to develop, what they could morph into, if they're going to have those specific
who
powers.
Who knows what the heck they're going to be?
Yeah, the writers are probably still figuring it out right now, Bree. They're probably like, what are we going to do? How are we going to make this, you know? So that's the excitement about it.
Yeah, well, we actually wrapped the show on Monday. So we've finished all the episodes, and so I know that answer. And it's the fans will be very satisfied with how we show that.
So it seems like you have a home, and everyone needs to tune in tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern on NBC. But you know what also is, I think, so cool about this, Bree, is, again, you've made a home in Portland. Because when you first started out, and because the show shoots here, it's become a great place for you, hasn't it? In a lot of ways.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, this job and this town has changed my life and changed my family's life. We're a part of the community here. We love living here. It's been, I think, a huge reason why our show is successful is because we shoot it here in Portland. And that feeling comes through. And our crew is local, and they're incredible and relaxed, you know. And, like, we're in this idyllic bubble outside of Hollywood. And so we're just allowed to live our life and do our job up here. And there really is no better way to make a television show than that.
All right. Well, fantastic. Best place we can follow you and find information on you. Where can we go? Where's the best place?
Oh, I'm on Twitter and Instagram and, you know, all that social media biznatch. You can find me there.
All right. Well, Bree, thanks for calling. Best of luck. And everyone tunes in tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. And best of luck in your career. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. All right. Nice talking to you.
Take care. You too. Bye-bye. You're listening to Total Celebrity Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.